Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. He's still like his music after all these years. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out the archives, the articles. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that for free every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. He's the author of No Man's Land, professor of entrepreneurship at Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU, there in the heartland of the volunteer state. Doug, you and I are talking about, we're about to talk about unemployment, I'm going to say. I'm not going to say unemployment to start with because that sounds like a negative. Let's talk about employment because that's what we want to do. We want to find out how to get more people employed. But right now, we have a perfect storm of two scenarios with regard to unemployment. One is cyclical unemployment, people who don't have jobs because the economy is off, and those people are going back to work gradually. And then we've got this structural unemployment, which is very stubborn, very toxic, and that's the harder solution to acquire, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, I have been able to – had the privilege of working with a database called the NETS database recently, and it's literally a compilation of every company and their employment history over a 15-year period. And what's fascinating about it is it matched up with the same data that I used originally in the book No Man's Land, and it categorically indicates that large companies literally over the last 15 years have been net job destroyers. Now, I'm not anti-large company.
Right.
I'm just saying that large companies are getting more and more revenue out of less and less people, and therefore they hire less than they have historically, and they will in the future. And what's interesting, Jim, is, again, the net job, those organizations that absolutely have created more jobs than they've destroyed by size, interestingly enough, are north of 20 employees, somewhere in that 20 to 50 range. And then, of course, you have no man's land, where you have a real difficult transition where you're too big to be small, too small,
and
big.
Hard to capitalize. But let's make sure that we point out to people, folks, you know, I have my issues with some of the behavior of big companies, and I've stated those, and they know how I feel about it. But there are a number of reasons why what Doug said is true, and most of them are good business decisions. Number one, is technology. Number two, if they're global companies, they can move people and capital around wherever they want. Those are good business decisions. Number three, Doug, and this is what's exciting. And that is outsourcing wherever they are, and some people call it insourcing. The way millions of small businesses have been created, Doug, is to become the contractor partners with those companies. In other words, they're performing work that the companies used to have employees to do.
Absolutely. And the issue in the economy, you're absolutely right.
And that's maybe one of the largest ways that big companies, even though they don't have as many employees, they help grow the economy.
Well, they also make a lot of entrepreneurs rich. I mean,
right.
I'd say 85-90% of all the exits for those of your listeners that end up growing a business to scale are going to be sold to strategic because there is no IPO market to speak of anymore.
Right.
But
thanks to Sarbanes-Oxley.
Yeah, and well, let's go back to that a second. One of the issues you talked about, structural employment, is I did a chart, I think you'll find interesting, a $53,000 a year employee. That would include all their benefits, bonuses, and everything. Is the economic equivalent of a businessman borrowing $300,000 at 7% and paying it back over 5 years?
Right.
So when you think of the economic scope of an employment hire, It's a huge decision economically
right.
for a business.
That's right.
In a low interest rate environment, if I was to drop that interest rate down to 3 or 4%, then the economic equivalent is I could go out and borrow $600,000 or $700,000.
Right.
So large companies in a low interest rate environment, it's counterintuitive, find capital even cheaper to deploy than people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting, and what I've written some letters up to some folks up in Congress, which I know is near and dear to your heart.
Oh,
but
yeah.
One of the things I'm warning the Republicans about is if they think that a tax rate reduction will take one of your listeners and incentivize them to hire, they don't understand what's going on.
That's exactly right.
It's a capital issue.
That's right.
I'm all for low tax rates. And,
right.
and in fact, Lafler, I think, you know, I agree with his idea that, you know, if you raise them too far, then people will figure
right.
out ways to...
The Lafler curve, right.
Yeah, to go different. But that doesn't relate to employment. And so what I'm concerned about up there is this idea that the number one battle is to fight a tax rate issue. And then employment's going to come back. I just don't believe it will.
Well, that's exactly. Well, Washington doesn't get a lot of things like bragging about giving small business owners a reduction in capital gains tax.
Yeah.
And you and
yeah.
I both know very teeny tiny percentages of small business owners have any significant capital gains, and it's usually when they're getting out, not while they're growing the business. But now one of what Doug was just talking about, though, folks, are some of the issues of the cyclical unemployment. But we still haven't really addressed the structural unemployment. These are people who aren't qualified for the jobs that are available right now. What are we going to do about that? We'll get Doug to talk about it right after these messages. 10 till of Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.